1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You send me an email if you want at getwellradio.com. This show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. So whatever you're struggling with right now, we want to talk about it. So diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. The Great American Smokeout, the American Cancer Society, is marking the Great American Smokeout on November 18th, right around the corner, by encouraging smokers to use the date to make a plan to quit, or to plan in advance, quit smoking just that day. I think it's a great idea. By doing so, smokers will be taking an important step towards living a healthier life, and one thing that can lead to reducing the high cancer risk associated with it. Quitting smoking is not easy. We all know that. Nicotine is the number one addictive substance that we have on planet Earth, we think. So to have the best chance of quitting successfully, you need to know what you're up against and what your options are and where to go for help. American Cancer Society combines an unyielding passion with a nearly a century of experience to save lives and end suffering from cancer. And, of course, we know that on a daily basis. So here are some of the things that they wanted to talk about. Tobacco use remains the single largest preventable cause of disease and premature death in the United States. Yet 43.4 million Americans still smoke. It's because of the marketing. Imagine that. Lung cancer is a leading cause of cancer-related death for both men and women. Interesting. 30% of all cancer deaths and 87% of lung cancer deaths can be attributed to smoking. My father died of lung cancer. It was just unbelievable to watch the pain that he went through. 18 months he fought. And I talk about dedicating my book to him. And it was just, it's unbelievable. He smoked. He did. He smoked for like 20 years and then he quit for 20-something, 30 years. And still, it was just amazing. So in the U.S., tobacco use is responsible for nearly 1 in 5 deaths. On average, smoking reduces life expectancy by approximately 14 years. 17% of high school students are currently cigarette smokers. That's crazy. And secondhand smoke is estimated to cause approximately 3,000 lung cancer deaths nationwide in non-smokers each year. Of that total, 380 lives will be lost in Kansas due to secondhand smoke. Well, that's interesting. Smoking is a big deal. No joke. Like, really, it's not. It's one of those things that I think that if I know you're dealing with smoking, I know it's tough. It's tough to kick. We get it. But at the same time, it's one of the greatest things you can stop. Like you just said in the statistics, it's one of the number one things that we can do to radically change our health and to get our health to a place where we don't have to be stuck and we don't have to be in a place where we're just hoping that our genetics don't turn us in and we get sick and we die in early age. I mean, when smoking, you're making lifestyle choices every single day that no one else is making for you. You're putting the cigarette to your mouth and puffing the smoke. And you, just think about you, but think about everyone else around you. Think about your loved ones, your wife, your kids, your grandkids, all of those people. Think about everything going on with you and those people that need you to be healthy. And by you smoking every single day, it's taking years off your life and life off your years. So getting to a place where you manage your health and get it to a place where you're functioning at a higher level and you're not dependent on some habit that you know is going to be hurting your health. I mean, it is. So, I mean, you want to get to a place where you can change. Take the Great American Smokeout Challenge. You can do it. It's in a couple of days. It's on November 18th. And on that day, this is the day if you struggle with it and you say, Dr. Ace, I've tried, I've worked everything, I've done everything I could, and I just can't quit smoking. All right, that's fine. I get that. I get it. It's tough, no doubt. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Chansey. Hi, Chansey.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, man. How can I help?
I'm calling concerning something about HIV tonight.
Okay. Well, talk to me. How can I help?
A person's CD4 count is down.
Mm-hmm.
And how could you benefit to maybe build up your CD4 count?
Well, it depends. I mean, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now to build your immune system? What's the game plan you have going on with you?
I'm taking high doses of vitamin C, vitamin B. That's basically it, and trying to eat good.
Okay. Well, you're doing the right kind of things. I mean, there's some other things you can definitely do. There are certain supplements like astragalus that is really good that will help build up the immune system. EZ-Act T is very good as well.
EZ-Act,
right. What are you doing on the food side? Are you eating, are you following a pretty solid diet?
Or yeah, I've been eating real good.
Okay, so give me breakfast.
I'm trying to add more vegetables, wheats, and grains to my diet, though.
Okay, so talk to me about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What did you have today?
Let's see. I had shredded wheat with rice milk, blueberries, banana,
mm-hmm.
and some watermelon.
For breakfast, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's way too many carbohydrates.
Too many carbohydrates?
Way too many. You're causing so much inflammation in your body just on that one meal that you're lowering. You just lowered your immune system in that meal.
Oh, really?
I mean by 100%.
Because of carbohydrates?
Because of the type of carbohydrates in the foods. Because you got to have a lean quality protein at every meal. You got to have a low glycemic carbohydrate and not a lot of it. And then you got to have good healthy fats. So an immune boosting breakfast would be a big bowl of blueberries, decent bowl size, like maybe a cereal bowl full of blueberries,
uh-huh.
small one. And then two or three organic eggs. Cooking coconut oil or butter, and then maybe some almonds or walnuts, maybe even some goat cheese that go over the eggs. Now you've got your healthy fats, you've got lean quality proteins, almost the perfect source of proteins in eggs, and you've got low glycemic carbohydrates. Now that will boost your immune system right there. That will bring up everything you need to strengthen the body. But you start doing a lot of milk and carbohydrates with shredded wheat and watermelon, and you start doing all carbs like that, it's proven. The sugar that comes out of that will lower the immune system. I mean, just incredible.
Oh, okay.
And also,
wheat's not good?
No, it's not. It's processed, and it's got gluten in it, and I would throw it in the garbage can. I mean, it's horrible. Terrible for you. But also, you want to look at fruits and vegetables are going to be your best carbohydrate source. And then also, you want to get into a place where you're eating tons of live foods. Live foods bring health to your body. Raw foods bring health to your body. You can lightly steam vegetables, and it has so many nutrients. Why would you want to waste your eating on a bunch of wheat and dead food when you can have these live foods that will just make things happen in your body, make things come alive, bring your immune system to another level? High-dose vitamin C, I think, is great. Great way to go. I think you need to continue doing that, but also look into broccoli seed extract. Unbelievable for helping build the immune system and stay on top of your iron levels, B12 levels, and B6 levels on your blood work. Make sure they don't slip. And ferritin. Ferritin is a storage tank for iron, and you want to make sure you keep that up because it's going to keep your overall immune system strong. Keep me posted on how things go. 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your help.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Make sure you check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Now, more Healthy Talk Radio.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check out our website. You can sign up for our weekly email newsletter there. Also, Recipe of the Week. A lot of people love that one. We're sending that out to you. And, of course, we protect all your info. It's all private and all that kind of stuff. We're not going to spam you and do anything with it. We're just going to take good care of you. That's what we do. Also, check us out, Facebook and Twitter. You want to get all the behind the scenes going on with the show, our new TV show coming out. Excited about that. I want to keep you posted on all that's going on with that. Be able to grow with you and get you the information that you need. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Asa.
Evening to you, partner. How can I help?
I was just going to make a comment, you know, when you're talking about the Great American Smokeout. I was one of the biggest skeptics. I would purposely smoke on the day. I had a back condition that had an MRI, and with my wife and daughter being nurses, they had the radiologist read my lungs and found out my lungs were clear, even though I'd been smoking for years. But it gave me the impetus to quit, and I used one of those electronic cigarettes.
Right.
It's got, like, water and propylene glycol and flavoring. And after using it for a while, you know, it just, you don't know what cigarettes are doing to you physically. You know, it's not just the nicotine, but it's that other trash they put in there. But, you know, if somebody can get off cigarettes, you know, here's a Christian man that is thankful that somebody came up with something like that. You know, I put my trust, even though I did carry a pack of cigarettes with me until I trusted it. But once you get off the cigarettes, you feel a whole lot better physically.
And what were some of the big changes? What were some of the first things you noticed when you stopped smoking?
Well, about 2 weeks after I was on my electronic cigarettes, I've got two grandsons, and Grandpa loves playing with grandsons. We'd romp, we'd play, we'd run, and instead of taking an hour or two, you know, huffing and puffing and panting, I recover. I can physically exert myself now and just maybe pant for 4 or 5 minutes, and I'm ready to go again.
That's incredible.
And my wife is deathly allergic to cigarette smoke, where I was always banished to the outside.
Now, let me just talk to you for a second. What, when you went through the process of quitting smoking, and obviously your wife was definitely on the wagon of wanting you to do that, but as you went through the process and you quit, and now you've seen the other side and being free of that, what do you think is the greatest thing, or what do you think is the toughest challenge for most people to take that first step? What do you think is holding most people back?
You know, you hear so much on the radio and TV and everything, and that's, you know, I rebelled for years and years and years until I actually had, you know, like I said, it was my back problem. I've got stenosis in the lower lumbar.
Sure.
And when they did the MRI, of course, I said my wife and daughter are nurses. They talked to the radiologist. The radiologist looked at my lungs off the MRI. And he said he couldn't believe I'd been smoking for 25 years. My lungs were, you know, my metabolism, I guess, was right. And it was just the idea that when he said my lungs were, you know, in relatively good shape, and then I saw this electronic cigarette out there that, you know, I'm a truck driver, and I saw it at a truck stop, I said, and I did the research on the web. They have a website. And I looked at it, and I said, you know, this is something to try. You know, if it makes my wife, you know, and I made it a Mother's Day present to my wife and daughter. In that,
that's amazing.
You know, they put up with me, and they've hounded me for years. And, of course, now I don't hear that from my wife, honey, you smell like Joe Camel. Or next to you is like smoke, like laying next to the Marlboro Man.
Right.
I don't hear that anymore, and I still use my electronic cigarette. And, but it's just the idea that I've got grandsons, I've got a loving wife, a loving daughter, my in-laws, I love them to death. My impetus was, if I'm going to spend time with the people I love, by the help of God Almighty and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm going to make the step.
And you did. And I think that's incredible. And I want to thank you for sharing your story, because I know it encourages a lot of people. And, you know, you made it about others. And rather than just being about you, which smoking is a very selfish act, it's tearing your own body down. And what you did is you kind of made that step. You stepped up and you took responsibility for your health and for your life. And I just applaud you for that, because that's a big step. And to break that habit, which is one of the toughest habits to break, you did it. And you did it for those that you love. And I know that was one of the greatest acts of love you can show to someone. A couple of stats. When smokers quit, what are the benefits over time? 20 minutes after you quit, your heart rate and blood pressure will drop, which is why smoking is a big cause of high blood pressure. 12 hours after quitting, the carbon monoxide level in your blood drops to normal. 2 weeks to 3 months after quitting, your circulation improves and your lung function increases. 1 to 9 months after quitting, coughing and shortness of breath will decrease. The cilia, which are the tiny little hair-like structures that move mucus out of the lungs, regain normal function in the lungs, increasing the ability to handle mucus, clear the lungs out, and reduce the risk of infection. 1 year after quitting, the excess risk of coronary heart disease is half that of a normal smoker. 5 years after quitting, your stroke risk is reduced to that of a non-smoker of 5 to 15 years after quitting. 10 years after quitting, the lung cancer death rate is about half of that a person who continues smoking. And 15 years after quitting, the risk of coronary heart disease is the same, equal as a non-smoker, which means your body has regenerated to the point where your body can function just like a person that never smoked at all. How about them apples? Pick up an apple, be good for you.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox, on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Your health challenge now, 1-888-283-7272, or send an email at getwellradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Going to the break, talking with Joan. And, Joan, you were telling me just about a lot of just kind of life stuff, just life events that have happened in a short period of time that really brought on a lot of stress, and that's kind of where you were going with it. So why don't you go ahead and recap a little bit?
Okay. I noticed that after this extremely stressful period in my life, I noticed some changes in my body. I've had periods, and really I still haven't totally recouped from it, so I feel like something was taken out of my body during that very stressful time, probably from all of the stress hormones that were released in my body that I need to reverse, because I go from periods of sometimes just being extremely tired to just excessive fatigue. I also have some muscle stiffness and tiredness and aches that don't feel normal, kind of like when you feel like you're coming down with flu. And the doctor has told me that I have extreme vitamin D deficiency, which she prescribed a prescription strength vitamin D for that, and also that I have extreme estrogen deficiency and that my serotonin levels are very, very low. Okay. Now, I'm not one that just takes prescription medications unless I really feel like I have to. I would much rather do something natural to reverse this. And I know a lot was taken out of my body, so I want to know what can I do naturally to put that back into my body so I can start feeling 100% again.
First things first is what you're eating, no doubt about it. And we've got to work on the different systems that they're talking about, but what you're eating every single day is going to be the best weapon. It is. I mean, it's the first thing I always go to. Food's our best medicine. It's the first place you have to go. So even when you're under a lot of stress, I mean, think about it. Funny enough, when people are under a lot of stress, what do? They stress eat, and they'll eat a bunch of junk. And, of course, that goes against everything that we know is right to bring forth health to the body. So let's talk about that. Talk to me right now about what you do on a regular basis to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What does it look like?
Well, actually, what I am starting to do now is to eat some protein in the morning. And I noticed that when I do eat protein in the morning, which I've never been a big breakfast person, but I do make a concentrated effort now to eat breakfast. And when I do, to have some protein. So my breakfast normally looks like oatmeal and maybe eggs with some fat-free cheese and whole wheat toast. Then usually I will end up usually skipping lunch. If I do, it'll usually be maybe a sandwich or a salad. And if I skip lunch, then I'll usually end up having some protein, whether it's in the form of fish or chicken or whatever, and vegetables. So I'm pretty, not to say that I can't get better about it, but I'm already into reading labels and looking at the fat and looking
at
the
protein. Yeah, you're on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, you're doing fairly well. The only thing I would cut out of that little scenario that you're doing is I would cut out grains. So
okay.
The toast, the bread, the wheat products, anything that has flour in it, I would cut that out for a period of about at least 8 to 12 weeks. Because what's going to happen right now is you want to cut out gluten, allow your body to recover from that, and then you also want to rebuild the adrenal glands. Because even though we've got issues with estrogen and some other things, the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and when they get fatigued and get worn out, the other systems in the body begin to get a little tired too. I would get a blood test done and have them run three different tests that I think is important to kind of get a little gauge of where you are. And one is the I know they probably checked iron, but I would get them to check a TIBC because it really shows the iron saturation rate within the body, and that's important. It overlooks even the regular number of iron. I think it just will really add to it. The other one's MMA, methylmalonic acid, and that is a true test for B12, showing that if it's a little bit high or a little bit low, and I think that will help tremendously. Also, is you can have them check the simple test of growth hormone. And growth hormone will show the status, and they can look at FSH and LH, but they can also just look at the growth hormone number and see how your pituitary gland is doing. Pituitary gland is the master gland of the body. It oversees and overlooks everything. If it's down, all your hormone systems will be down. If it's up, then everything can be up to par for the most part. So those are just a couple of other things that I think you could really add in to figure out, because the testing is so important to figure out where your baseline is and figure out where you are. But eating sounds good. Sounds like you're really doing well on that end. And when you're going through a lot of stress or gone through it and you're looking to rebuild the body, that's going to be the most important thing. Fats are another thing I would add into your diet. And about 30% of your diet needs to be in healthy fat, the omega-3, 6s, and 9s. A little bit of saturated fat, that's okay to get it from meats and get it from egg yolks and things, because your body needs it. Your body actually needs the saturated fat so it can use the omega-3 fats so they can absorb in the body. So there's no big deal in that. Just add more fats to your diet and take out grains. And that's going to be a good place to go. But, you know, when your body changes and you start noticing these sorts of things, as long as you're willing to change with it, which you are, I mean, obviously that's why we're talking, but as long as you're willing to make the change and roll with it and notice how your body can get, you'll see it. Your body will start getting better. It'll start improving, and it'll start gaining more energy, and you'll start feeling like the old Joan, the one that you feel like you've lost. She'll start coming back. And once you see that, you'll look back, and you can remember whether it was the time that we talked or whether it was the time that you made up your mind, you had a made-up mind that you wanted to get well. And when you find yourself making up that decision that you want to get well, everything else is easy. It really is. That is the toughest it's the most pivotal part of what we do, I think, as physicians, and when we're talking to patients, is to get someone to understand where they are with their health, that they can get well, and they have to want to get well. They have to want it. You have to want it like the air that you breathe. It can't just be just a kind of a so-so kind of thing, like, well, yeah, I'd like to get well, or it'd be great to get well. No, you have to want to get well. It has to be something that deep down you said, enough is enough. I've put up with life and the things life has thrown at me, enough. It's time to get well. And you start making the decisions and following through on that. And that's where you'll see your body will respond in kind. The mind is always the first place, and the body always falls behind. 888-283-7272. Shoot me an email. We'd be glad to make it part of the show, or I'll answer it in private, of course. And check us out at Facebook and Twitter. Both stay in touch, become a fan, and become part of our community right there online. Let's go to David. Hi, David. Welcome to the show, man.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I guess I'm the one that's on the air. I was calling about my wife. She has a bloating problem where you can physically actually see her stomach come out, and there's no certain like foods or anything that we can really say this is what you had when this happened or whatever. I called her earlier tonight and asked her. Sometimes it even happens in the middle of the night when she's in bed sleeping.
Okay, so the bloating issue, does it happen more around food, an hour away from meals, when she hasn't had food for about 3 hours? Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, one night we were going out to a restaurant, we were sitting there, and she just started bloating while we were sitting right there. And we had to leave the restaurant because she just swells up so bad in her stomach that she can't really stand the pain. And she went to a doctor, and he diagnosed her with irritable bowel syndrome, but it's still a consistent problem. I really can't tell you the time frame as far as, you know, if it's within an hour when she eats, or like I said, we were getting ready to eat and that happened. And again, she said she has been awakened during the night with the same problem.
Okay. And this is fairly new?
No, it's been going on for about a year and a half, maybe.
All right. Does she eat a lot of grains and a lot of like milk products, such as milk, yogurt, cheese? Does she eat a lot of those foods?
Yes.
Okay. First two things you want to do, and you've got excess of bloating, and you don't know where it's coming from, and it's frustrating, and it just continues on and on. It's usually a food allergy. Milk and wheat products are the top two food allergens that we have. So if she was in our office, any of our clinics, first thing we would do is take her off the wheat and dairy. First things first. I would do that for 4 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
The next thing we'd want to do is you want to make sure that she starts taking probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 4 before lunch, about 30 minutes before lunch on an empty stomach, and 4 in the evening, maybe before bedtime. That will help reset the bacterial flora in her digestion. And if there's any type of fungal, yeast, bacterial-related infection that might be in her digestive tract right now, then it can help start clearing that out.
Okay.
So once you get started with some of these, you've done everything that common sense tells us within medicine and healthcare is to remove gluten, remove the food allergies, milk and dairy, and you've reset the bacterial flora by using the probiotics, and you've set that up. And then you're giving her body everything that it needs to break down proteins and fats, which can putrefy in the digestive tract and cause a lot of bloating and gas. Once you've done that, then, if nothing happens, which it's not, you're going to see actually a huge improvement with her. But let's say nothing happened. Then we can step back and say, okay, maybe it could be a part of this diagnosis that she just received. But first and foremost, see, the body works. I mean, the physiology is the physiology of the body. Regardless of a diagnosis, you have to reset that first, then go chasing symptoms. But we're always here for you. 888-283-7272.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health.
His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Young Diva products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Young Diva products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wally can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
make sure you check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Now, more Healthy Talk Radio.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Make sure to check us out at drassid.com. 888-283-7272. It's time to stop worrying, folks, and start living. Let's get healthy together, just you and me. Your answers are just a phone call away. You can also go online and send a short and easy-to-read email. I'll do my best to make it part of the show. Let's go to Tim now. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Ace. How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
I got a situation with my father, man. 2 weeks ago, I had to take him into the Baptist Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee, because he was severely dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a long story short. I guess he had part of his colon removed 5 years ago due to cancer in his colon.
Okay.
And he went in 2 weeks ago for his 2 week annual, 5 year checkup. And they said he was flying with good colors, whatever. Just everything was great.
That's fantastic. Really?
A week after that, he had had diarrhea prior to his diagnosis, to his checkup. And he told the doctor that. Anyway, he's got a condition now called C. difficile in his body.
Yeah.
We have to go in to see him in the emergency room, in the intensive care.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's terrible, man. And I think there's a possibility we could still lose him. But it was very bad last week. And they can't get him off the respirator. That's a very serious disease. And I just wonder what. There's a lot of people that don't know about this type of disease. I just wondered if you could give me a little bit of information about it. I've checked on the internet about it and this and that, but
here's
going on right now.
It is.
We've had to have his colon completely removed.
The inflammation has gotten so bad, and it started out with the diarrhea, right?
Yes.
That's the way it always starts.
After having his colon removed, he still had diarrhea all these 5 years. And, he probably didn't take care of himself as well as he should. But 2 weeks, now he's been in the hospital. I keep saying 2 weeks. Three to 4 weeks ago, he was playing 18 holes of golf a day and working a full-time job.
What kind of antibiotics was he taking?
I know the antibiotics. I've checked on the internet. He wasn't taking any antibiotics.
Hmm.
He was taking a lot of heart type related blood thinners and heart blood pressure pills and stuff like that, for that. And I guess he was taking them as well as we could keep up with him on doing it,
Yeah, did they?
72 years old. Very active.
Here's the thing. C. diff is a real challenge. And the reality is that with this kind of deal, he can come out of it. Even though they're saying he may lose him and all that. Your dad's a fighter? Sounds like he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's trying to get out of the bed now. I just
sure.
left the hospital and he's trying to get out of the bed, and he's still got the respirator in and he actually pulled it out today. And it's just a sad, sad deal, man. I just don't know. I just don't. And I heard your radio show for the first time coming home, actually just scanning through the channels, and I said, man, this is pretty interesting here. I don't know if I'm. I hope there's a lot of people 70 in their 70s because they say this disease is actually growing. And I'm just concerned why they couldn't have found this when they did his 5 year annual checkup because it might have been. In a system then, it was.
Well, actually, let me just explain something to you. This condition, it's not about them finding it and why they didn't do it on his checkup or whatnot. But depending on if he took a round of antibiotics or not, see, this condition, the C. difficile, what happens is it usually happens when you take a certain round of antibiotics and there becomes some complications with antibiotics. And when it happens, it starts with diarrhea, and then it leads to an infection within the body. And the symptoms from the antibiotic therapy can lead into, you know, severe cramping and pain, blood in the stool, and just severe digestive-related issues that can just cause, severe dehydration. It's not even, it doesn't even scratch the surface to what it does, and that's why I used to stay in the hospital. It can cut down your breathing. It can cut down. It can start shutting your system down if it's not taken care of. So depending on your age and depending on how strong your immune system is to be able to fight, that's where it comes in. And so I wouldn't be discouraged that they didn't catch it. I don't know that it was any something that they could catch when he went in for his, when he went in for his checkup. And it sounds to me like it came on after that for whatever reason. However they were treating him, and you and I both don't know the medications and things they were using. I mean, I can have a hunch, but it sounds to me like I would go get the records and look into it and talk with the doctors and find out all the medications he was taking. And if you want to email me that at drasa.com, I could probably help you from that point, because we need to know the specifics. That is really important. The main thing your dad can do right now is to keep his attitude strong, which I'm sure he is. Don't let him give him any type of milk products or any wheat products of any kind. And if he can get in probiotics, I would start using those. Make sure you clear him with the doctor, especially if he's still under an attending in the hospital. That's important. You always want to be respectful of the attending. And make sure that he's putting the good bacteria back in his digestive tract so it can repair and heal itself. L-glutamine is an amino acid that works great, too, in a situation like this. Thanks for the call, and we'll be here for you.
It's another hour in the chart. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. I'd like to thank my producer, Jay Patrick. It's the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope to get your health back.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.